How have you discerned and understood God's will for your life in these major themes that you've written about and taught on over the years?
Well, Ephesians 5 says, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. And when you are drunk with wine, you are being controlled by the alcohol. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit instead of filled with wine, you will be controlled by the Holy Spirit. How do you get filled with the Holy Spirit? Well, there's a parallel passage in Colossians 3 that's where it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, and then it will be manifested in all the same ways that Ephesians 5 is talking about, speaking in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and giving thanks in your heart and all of this and submitting to one another. So in terms of discerning God's will, I think we first start with God's Word, which is a revelation of His Holy Spirit. If you want to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit of God, start with the field manual that He's given us that is inspired by His Spirit, and then ask Him to guide and to lead in the specific details of life. Sometimes we perhaps get overly concerned about all the nitty-gritty, all the little specifics, when Scripture, when it talks about God's will, so often just tells us that His will relates to our relationship with Him, to matters of character. 1 Thessalonians 4, for instance, says, this is the will of God, that you be holy, that you remain sexually pure, that you abstain from immorality. So, okay, that's God's will. So if I'm violating what God tells me is His will, then I am out of God's will. So it doesn't make sense for me to be violating what He tells me is His will, and then, oh God, I really want to know, is it Your will that I go to this college or that I go on this summer missions trip or that I go, you know, I'm violating Your will over here, but tell me Your will over there. And no, start with where God starts us, to become the people of character and integrity. Applies to men, applies to women, younger people, older people, all of us.